everyone, and welcome to episode 20 of the Peak Craft podcast. I am your host, Emilson. Joining me this week to talk about Mistweaver essences are Volk.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Abelito.
Hey, how's it going?
I don't know whether to pronounce the numbers on the end of your name.
It doesn't matter.
I actually didn't realize you had numbers on the end of your name. Are they new, or did you always have them?
I always had them.
Jesus.
I've had the same name from, like, 2003.
Well, I am not perceptive. Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's always had those as long as I've been aware of his existence. He showed up one day in, WoW Analyzer Discord. And, yeah, he just had this 75 tacked on the end of the Abelito.
Is there a story there, Abe? Or
actually, not random? At all. It's just random.
Love it.
And now everyone thinks I was born in 1975.
Yeah, old man.
Fun fact, I wasn't.
Are you half that age? Like, legitimately half that age?
I don't think so.
You would be 44?
Then no, I'm not half that age. Very
You're
close.
You're younger than that, aren't you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1 year off.
So I mentioned WoW Analyzer. Briefly, what do both of you do?
I'll let Abe take it first, since it's WoW Analyzer related.
Well, I'm now the maintainer of Mistweaver for WoW Analyzer, and I'm also starting to do some of the Warrior stuff. But besides that, I'm more or less just one of the people in Peak that will come and help you out whenever you need it.
How about you, Volk?
I'm kind of on the other end of the chain. So Abe does his work with WoW Analyzer. It serves up some really good stat weights, and then it sends it through to an app that I work on called Questionably Epic Live, and that'll help you with your gearing decisions and stuff like that. And that works for every spec except Disc now.
Why not Disc? Is it because of the way that like the spec works?
It's just because I work slowly. People ask me quite a lot, is there something special about Disc that makes it impossible to do? It's not impossible, it's just the last one I decided to do, and it takes me a little while. I'm pretty slow.
I understand that.
Soon, very, very soon. Should be next week, even.
Especially since you're doing it all by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bit of that too, and I of course, get a lot of help from everyone who maintains their spreadsheets for every spec, most spec, and so I can't not credit them as well. Like, they do a lot of work that I pull from.
So let's jump into our topic. This is, I guess, as kind of a meta thing first. We're only going to talk about Mistweaver essences, or more broadly, healer essences. Today, we're going to have one podcast per spec to talk about the essences for each. So this is the first in that mini-series about this. I'm going to go out on a limb. We haven't obviously recorded the other two episodes yet. I'm going to say underwhelming feature of patch 8.2. Is that kind of right?
I think it's pretty underwhelming. I feel like there could have been so much more play with them.
All right, I'm going to offer an opposing opinion and say I really love the essence system. I think they definitely run into a problem that a lot of stuff has in WoW, where you've got a few dominant options, and then the drop-off after that is so big that they don't really see regular use unless you're using them just for fun or just for the memes or whatever. And so I think that's the only problem with them, but collecting them was really fun. Yeah, okay, they really suck for alts. They definitely could have done more there. But I think overall I'm pretty happy with them as a system.
Interesting. And, I mean, I don't play Mistweaver very much. Like, I have some of the healer essences unlocked. I pretty much just go and check the pins in the Mistweaver channels whenever I get asked to heal a key or whatever. Happened like once this tier. So far, why don't you kind of break down for me what those options are that are just like a cut above everything else right now?
So, more or less, for Mistweaver, you're going to have like 3 or 4 essences you actually care about, and the rest of them are just kind of there. So it's like you're going to have Way of the Crane, which is the PvP essence, and that's going to allow you to do damage, and it's going to heal off of that damage dealt in a, you know, short, in a small time period. And then you have Lucid Dreams, which is one of the default essences that just gives you mana back, gives you some leech on use, some burst on as a miner. Then you have Ever Rising Tides, which you're going to use as a miner, that basically gives you more mana and int when you're at high mana. And then the fourth one, you could potentially use Well of Existence for certain things like Mythic Plus if you're running Way of the Crane.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much glued into two different mages, and then miners are a little bit more flexible. It's pretty much, can I use Way of the Crane here? If I can't, then I'll use Lucid.
Yep.
The others don't really get a look in. Maybe niche uses.
Like, Life Binders can potentially be used if your raid really needs another cooldown, but in dungeons, there's no real play for it.
I know, I think every monk spec had a bunch of hype around their PvP essence. So you guys got Way of the Crane, which, for those that aren't familiar, Abe kind of described it. When you punch things, it heals people. That's what it does. It's a cooldown. It costs like, what, a third of your mana?
A fourth of your mana.
A fourth of
your mana? 25,000 mana.
It's a lot, but you have to remember how much mana you have over a fight as well. Like, a lot of people think of it as 25% of your mana. Sorry, Abe. But really, you've got about 500k mana per fight to play with.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad.
And then on top of that, after you use it for the next 15 seconds, you're basically not using mana. Maybe like 4k max in 15 seconds compared to 2 vivifies, which can take 3 seconds. That does more. And it does less healing.
Yeah, I think really the mana cost just means that you can't throw it away and waste it. Like, you're going to make sure you are using it well. Like, if you pop it and then spam a bunch of vivifies, that's a poor.
So you're saying the time that I ran Way of the Crane in a dungeon and I hit it in the boss, like, went immune, that was bad?
That was a pretty bad move.
Point taken.
But then again, in Mythic Plus, you are kind of more free to use it just because of mana isn't really a thing in Mythic Plus unless you're on a long tyrannical boss fight. And you can use it for the extra damage. Well, in raids, you really need to use it as a healing cooldown and not as a damage cooldown.
So, I know you mentioned, so there's two miners that you really are going to end up using. I assume, just like in general, you got Lucid and you got Way of the Crane? Or
Way
Conflict
of the Crane,
and Strife?
Yeah. For your majors, yeah. Not your miners.
Your majors, yeah. What's the situation you're going to pick Way of the Crane? Are there specific fight requirements, or is it just kind of whenever you're actually able to melee the boss?
I mean, there are some fight requirements, so, like, you have to be able to be in the boss a reasonable amount of time, and it be, like, for a small, like, a decent enough window that you can use it and not have to run out with it being on. So, on things like court, that's the boss fight with two bosses. If you pop it and then you have to go run to the bubble and you've done the burn one and don't burn the other, your raid might get angry at you that you're meleeing the shield add when you shouldn't be. But then on other fights like Shavara, you don't reasonably have uptime on melee, so you just can't really use it.
Makes sense. So it kind of just breaks down on, can you melee the boss consistently when you need to? Yes or no?
More or less. It also, another good thing about it is you can choose to pick it over Lucid Dreams if you have a damage requirement you need to hit, and it's real close on the damage. So it's like, you not taking Way the Crane, you do, what, 2k, 3k less damage per second. You take it, and you can potentially meet those timings now, because the rest of your raid has been maxed out on damage, and now you can bring a little bit extra.
Yeah, it really is a tier for healer damage, and with Way of the Crane, you might still not do as much as the top tier damage-dealing healers, but, like, you will contribute a lot more than without. I think that part gets understated quite a bit. Like, I think that as decent as Lucid is as an essence, and I'm sure we'll come to that later, I think that a lot of people aren't taking Way of the Crane right now that should be taking Way of the Crane. And it does have some... It's harder to play than Lucid, right? Lucid, you're playing effectively the same as you were in 815. You're just hitting a button every 2 minutes and you're able to cast slightly more spells. So there is an adjustment to it and there is an increased skill factor to it. And I think that's scaring some people away that should probably be practicing it.
It's not too crazy hard to do either, since it's like you hit Way of the Crane and then you can basically not look at health bars for the next 15-ish seconds unless there's someone that's dropped very low and they're not going to get back up by the other healers or something. And then you can just focus on damage for those 15 seconds.
So I'm thinking of
this. It's a trust factor. Like, you're pretty much trusting that you're... Way of the Crane is a dumb heal. Like, it's not... It's picking any injured targets at random. It can pick 90% instead of 10%. But if you trust your other healers to pick up the 10% people, then you can just worry about the raw healing and the raw hit damage it's putting out, which is substantial.
Yeah, in that 15-second window, you're doing about 66k HPS while just doing damage the whole time.
What's your, like, damage number? If you just looked at that 15-second window where you've got the buff up, what's your DPS look like?
I'll let you handle this one, Bulk.
Oh.
I
was just thinking of
I have to zoom in on a log, but it's quite high. Let me double check my numbers here. Somewhere in the realm of 20k or so, single target.
Okay. Easily.
That's like...
And then that's without taking damage essence or traits on your Azurite, which do factor in to Way of the Crane healing. So you can go take all the Mistweaver, the Windwalker traits, like Glory of the Dawn, Rising Sun Technique, Pressure Point, Dance of Chi-Gi if you're for some reason hitting Spinning Crane Kick, which you shouldn't be unless there's like 8 targets. And when they proc, they'll add damage to Way of the Crane. So like Glory of the Dawn hits really hard. So like you can take one of those and essentially you have a chance to basically do 2 times your Rising Sun Kick healing.
I am so, so jealous. Like you just rattled off a bunch of the Windwalker traits, Abe, or that's what I think of them as. Brewmasters don't get to use those. Can you like equip Pressure Point without having to do the thing where you switch to Windwalker and then pick it and then switch back?
You have to switch to Windwalker, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Actually, no, I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
Some of them you do, some of them you don't. I forget which are which.
I know it's Rising dumb. Sun Technique, you don't have to switch, but the rest of them might be up in the air. And
yeah,
I think
really
the reason you don't
have
to switch is because of like maybe a chi requirement. Because I know some spells say, hey, you get chi back or on chi using abilities. And I think that locks them into Windwalker, even though they technically don't work that way.
Okay. So Volk mentioned that this is a really healer damage oriented tier. And that's 100% true. So like my raid group has been, this past week we did the 2-phase strat for Ashvayne. And one of the things that actually made the difference for us in being able to make the damage check was, bringing a healer that could just pump extra damage. So we swapped somebody who wasn't doing a lot of boss damage for a Holy Paladin, who parsed like 98th percentile for damage and did 18k DPS. And that was just like a free 18k DPS.
Yeah, like
up until Azekula, at least, like you just every fight has a big DPS check component. Now is not the time to be a healer who just hits healing spells and doesn't have their damage spells on their.
And you could even say on Z'Kul there's somewhat of a DPS check because of those shields. But outside of those two things, Z'Kul is probably one of the nicest for DPS checks.
So one of the reasons I mentioned Ashvayne is that like doing the 2-phase strat for Ashvayne has 2 burn phases where you really need to focus your DPS. So Way of the Crane, I think the cooldown lines up with those. Is that a situation where you could hit Way of the Crane as that last wave of bubbles is, or yeah, the last wave of bubbles is hitting the boss and doing a bunch of raid damage? Could you just go ham with Way of the Crane and use that as a raid cooldown?
It does about 1 million healing overall, like in your 15-second window, typically, if you don't have hero. So it's not going to keep the raid at full health, but it's going to do a massive amount of healing to them. And depending on how you're dealing with waterlogged, it can be better or worse. Because if you have a lot of people with waterlogged, one person might get ticked down from 100 to 98, and then your Way of the Crane says, "Hey, that person's hurt, let me heal him." When you just hit Rising Sun Kick, which is like 60k healing on someone who has 10k damage taken, not even.
It's
So
worth saying
I
as
see.
well, for Ashvein 2 phase, the mana requirements are much more lax than the standard 3 phase, and so you've definitely got a lot more mana to throw at Way of the Crane, even using it as a DPS cooldown.
Yeah, I know my guild is trying to do a two-phase strat on that, and I'm popping it on the second set of bubbles, like while she still has her shield, because I'm just like, I have so much mana, and I'm not worried about this time crunch. Because it's a minute cooldown on the spell, so you can get a good amount of uses out of it in a fight.
Just judge what your team needs. If you're low on damage, you can use it as a damage cooldown. It's better if you can double dip and use it as a damage and healing cooldown, which I know is hard with Ashvein 2 phase strat, since you want most of your damage during the low HPS portions of the fight where her shield is down. But you can still use it in that way. If you use it just as the shield comes off, then hopefully you still have the waves about to hit the boss. That is sort of your best use, where you're really optimizing both the damage and the healing portions of it.
That's pretty cool. When I see stuff like Way of the Crane, it makes me want to play Mistweaver. I am unfortunately kind of pigeonholed into playing tank for the most part, but maybe one day, maybe we'll be on farm, and maybe I'll be like,
It is
"Hey
a great
guys."
victory of the Essence system, Way of the Crane. Like, that's probably
Yeah.
one of the most fun Essence interactions that at least any healing spec gets. I'd probably put it at number one quite comfortably.
In all reality, I'm pretty sure Mistweaver won the PvP Essence lottery out of every spec. Because I know out
Yeah,
of all healers,
definitely.
we won definitely. Because it's like Resto Druid gets Overgrow or
Crap.
something where you put.
You can
Yeah,
call it crap.
it's pretty terrible. And then, like, shamans get something that's even worse somehow, where it's like you
Crap.
can't get silenced.
Holy
And.
priests get something that's useful on one fight. So that's the second best healer essence. Useful on one fight. You can use Holy Ward to pop people out of bubble or to stop them getting bubbled.
And then, what is it? Disc Priest got a lenience or something. I forget the spell name. But it extends atonements and does damage to you and heals the raid. But they've nerfed it into the ground where it's not even important anymore.
Oh, so it's
Like,
like Hot
in.
Chub.
Yeah,
They
I mean,
basically all
in.
got crap aside from Mistweaver, who got a really fun ability that's also really strong.
I'm pretty jealous because Brewmasters got Hot Chub as their Conflict and Strife talent, which does damage based on the amount of damage that you purify as when you hit Purifying Brew. And as part of giving it to us through the Essence system, they also just nerfed it by 30%.
Does it
And
go from. Go ahead, I'm
it's not
sorry.
competitive with any of the other essences now, which is a big disappointment.
Didn't it go from, like, just doing, X amount of damage from your purify around you to now it's split between all targets, and
Oh,
now it's a
yeah,
smaller
they
number?
fixed that too, because the original wording was designed for PvP where you don't have to care about splitting damage. That hotfix was totally necessary because otherwise it would have been nuts. Beyond Warrior's pre-nerf level of nuts. Well beyond that, we were seeing people with 60% of their damage just coming from Hot Chub in keys. That needed to happen. The 30% nerf was maybe a little bit overkill. But Yule, I think, got more essences than just Conflict and Strife. So the other one that you mentioned as being the kind of one of your major choices is Memory of Lucid Dreams. That one comes from the Najatar rep faction, right?
The bodyguards.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken. And then Ever Rising Tides comes from rep. So you have to get, what is it, like 10 or 20 days? I think it's like 15, if I'm not mistaken, to get rank 3 of Lucid Dreams, of just running around and doing 3 dailies with your follower. 3 specific dailies that are, you know, follower specific. And then you have rank 3 and you're basically golden because it's one of your best essences.
The thing with Lucid Dreams, and this applies to a few specs, is that it isn't really doing that much for you. First of all, it's boring, which I can't hold boring against it power-wise. But generally, if you WoW analyze your Lucid Log, you're getting about 3 to 3.5% from the extra mana.
It's 3 to 3.5% extra really... what? Extra mana?
Extra healing.
Oh, extra healing.
Extra healing,
okay.
If you convert the mana you gain to your filler spell, which is not a perfect way of analyzing mana, but it's a decent way.
Is what is it? Like, you get 12k mana on use from it,
yeah.
You know, over the duration. And then on top of that, if you have rank 3, you get all the leech. That is in all reality a massive thing, if you can line it up.
The leech is a little, yeah, it is a little bit clunky. It's easy on some fights, like Orgazoa, probably Ashvain too, but you want to maximize the number of lucid casts you get per fight, because you want the mana. But you also want to kind of line it up with some damage for the leech, so that's a bit annoying. But it's also attached to a pretty weak miner. Like, the lucid miner isn't one of the better ones. ERT miner is much better. Well miner is much better. CNS miner is much, much better. And you're forced to carry that miner whenever you take the major. So if you look at it as a complete package, it's good. But it's not doing wondrous things. You shouldn't feel like you're giving up a lot when you ditch your Lucid for a Way of the Crane or something.
That's kind of disappointing to hear, because you said this is like your other major option.
Mm-hmm. There is a thing that, like, if you don't use all of your mana in a fight, so if you end with like 30%, it probably wasn't the right major to pick. Because if you're ending with that much, either you died early, or you're overhealing and it doesn't matter what you're taking.
It does fit the fights quite well. Like, the fights are all quite heavy and sustained damage. If you look at the first half especially, if you look at Savara, if you look at Ashvain. Ashvain's is bursty, but like, they come quite frequently, and then of course and so you can use the extra mana quite well in most of the fights, but Way of the Crane is better.
Yeah. And it is very boring to play with. That is like something
it
really
is
to
so
say.
Dull.
You just
they
hit one extra
it.
Button and you're sitting there like, okay, now if I hit Essence Spawn after this, I'll basically be full health. Because you get 20% leech.
Yeah, they could have made it way fleshier.
Wait,
hang
on.
It's
so,
it's all health.
As a non-healer main, I am confused about... This is completely a tangent. I am very confused about why you guys value leech so much. Does
so
it heal
you
based
heal
on healing
someone,
done?
Yeah, it does. And it also
no
does
idea.
It damage, too.
Like, I knew the so, damage thing, so, like, Disc Priest, I'm like, okay, Disc Priest want leech. Because it's just free value. I didn't understand the rest of the healers. Now I do.
Yep, leech good, because you do a lot of healing, and all of it comes straight back to you in the form of leech. And healing on yourself is as good as healing on any other person, is the basic.
Because if you get
yeah.
to full health through your leech, then all the other semi-smart and smart heals just don't target you.
Think
and,
of all the extra
you know.
Way of the crane value.
Yeah. I mean, just if, thinking about it, like, if you're doing damage that heals, leech is even more valuable in a way, because you're double dipping into that, just like how you want to double dip with the healing and damage already with Way of the Crane.
But yeah, Lucid, boring, but effective. You'll take it whenever Way of the Crane doesn't make sense, because the alternatives are even worse, and that's basically
so,
it.
On that note, Volk, I have a burning question. Does the revival from Vision of Perfection procs dispel people?
It does.
Does it ever wipe the raid in this tier?
It can. It can wipe it on Zekul.
Oh boy.
If you weren't looking for yet another reason not to take the essence.
I do state that I am really tempted to take it on our heroic farms just so I can get the RNG chance of wiping the raid.
But you monster.
I'm also tempted to go to the Delirium Realm and just ring appease people who are actually trying to do damage and say, oh, I need to damage you so I can with a Way of the Crane so I can heal.
Are you going to go into the Delirium Realm and, like, Rising Sun kick your Shadow Priest?
Exactly.
I mean, that's one way to get your heroic kill artifact weapon tint.
Abe, not getting many invites this week.
I don't think I'll ever get any invites after that.
Yeah, no, the essence is a crapper. Don't use it.
To make things even worse, it's a random proc you get one every like minute in 10 seconds or something like that.
Yeah,
and it does a 6K heal.
It scales. So the proc rate on it depends on your neck level. But at neck level 60, I think it's about 0.8 procs per minute, which works out to about a minute 10.
Yeah, and it's a 6K heal to the raid. That is most likely to overheal if you're... It's just most likely just bad. It's a small heal. It's random, so it's going to overheal. It's just not fun.
Leave it to the paladins. That's their essence. We get our own.
And dropping the cooldown on revival normally isn't game-changing, because revival, admittedly, probably is the lowest throughput cooldown, but the flexibility of it makes it amazing.
So this is actually an interesting note about Zekul, where like hitting revival at the wrong time can wipe the raid. They fixed that for Cabal, which had a similar issue where, I mean, I guess it didn't technically wipe the raid, but it would one-shot the Mistweaver if they hit revival and dispelled everybody's damage buffs.
If you actually, like, you could potentially do it and not die if you popped every defensive and used Cocoon on yourself, but...
I mean,
it was never viable because you're never going to do that.
I mean, we were before it got fixed to not actually dispel that debuff. We were planning to have me play a protection paladin on it and just use Blessing of Spell Warding on the Mistweaver, and then they hit the button and take no damage and easy game, easy life.
Yep. But sadly and luckily at the same time, they try to eliminate those interactions, but typically it's after they have been found out by the community.
It's interesting to me that they didn't kind of fix that issue with revival on Zekul.
Probably something to do with the dwindling number of Mistweavers going to Holy Paladin, and them trying to figure out what to do with Holy Paladin.
You know what, I think we'll come back to that point later. So, there's a few other essences on here. Most of them, looking at Abe's notes, most of them are under this category of rest our ass, might still want to go over.
I think that's fair to describe most of them. Like, they're either only good in a minor slot, like Well of Existence kind of, or they're bugged, like World Vein is. World Vein would actually be very good if it wasn't bugged. So the way World Vein works, and a few people don't know this yet, I think. So World Vein, you've got your 4 shards. They all give you ant, depending on how many you're standing by. Whenever one despawns, say you've got 5 shards around you, the cap is 4 for the ant. And so say you've got 4 stacks, but there are 5 shards around you. If one despawns, then you lose a stack and you go down to 3, even though there's still 4 around you, because it obviously only checks. I don't even know how they've coded it, but it's horribly broken, and so that kind of removes it from the pool, but could be quite good on a few fights if it wasn't horrifically broken.
I know a bunch of DPS that were looking at using it on Zekul because the play area is so restricted and you want to be stacked for most of the fight anyway, but because of that bug, I don't think anybody's actually using it.
Which
Yeah,
is
I think
quite sad.
that's basically the case.
It might make us go to three essences.
I don't think you'd ever use it as a major, though. The major for
No,
Roll
I
Vein
don't.
is very weak.
Yeah, but you know,
So,
a
what
man can dream.
miners are you all using? If it's, I'm assuming, and maybe this is the case, that like everybody uses either Way of the Crane Major and Lucid Miner, or like Lucid Major and something else minor. Like, what are your miner options?
Actually, not quite. So typically, if you go loose or Way of the Crane Major, you're gonna go Ever-Rising Tides Minor, because the Minor of Ever-Rising Tides gives more mana back than Lucid's Minor, and on top of it, at the start of the fight, you know, up until you're like 50% mana or something, you'll be getting a buff for Intellect on top of you, on top of that. So you're getting more mana, and you're getting an extra Int buff on top of it. And then if you're going Lucid, you're basically still going to go Ever-Rising Tides unless you want to go well or take the Way of the Crane Minor, which is pretty not, it's not terrible.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I think when you,
Yeah.
especially when you're, and a lot of people are starting to get there, unlocking that second minor slot, I think you can quite happily go, if you go Lucid Major, you can quite happily go Conflict and Strife minor and ERT minor.
And
Is it
if you're
worth
doing,
going?
sorry,
go
go
ahead.
ahead, Abe.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Is it worth going Conflict and Strife minor even if you don't have rank 3? Speaking as someone that will probably never get rank 3.
No.
Feels
The truth
bad,
is,
man.
if you've got your rank 3 of your other essences, like Well of a Existence and stuff like that, then no. You get 60% more power on your Conflict and Strife at rank 3. I understand it sucks to get. It's the only one I don't have at rank 3, but you kind of need it at rank 3 if you're going to use it. It's insane at rank 3.
And then another downfall is like there is basically no power jump from rank 1 to rank 2 for the PvP essence because it already has 100% uptime. So keeping the dot up long or the buff up longer when it's already always up doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, it's very small. Like, you might improve your uptime from 97% to 99%. Negligible.
Damn.
Actually, one we should come back to, the only other major you might find yourself running is Crucible of Flame, purely from a DPS perspective, just something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Way of the Crane is generally better in that niche, but pure damage on a priority target, maybe.
That makes sense. Crucible of Flame is also the go-to major option. I would even go as far as to say the only major option for brewmasters in a raiding environment right now, which is kind of sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's taking over Mythic Plus for a lot of healers as well. Like, it's just,
It
if
does
the
a lot of
healing
damage.
options aren't that good, then you take the one that does a lot of damage. I don't know how it compares to Way of the Crane for pure damage. I think you usually take Way of the Crane because it offers a bit of balance, like you're
Yeah.
getting a lot of healing out of it at the same time.
Way of the Crane right now is basically the move for Mythic Plus. And as you get to that second essence, you can also take Well, which sounds weird for Mythic Plus, but you're using Way of the Crane more as a damage cooldown. So during that small, you know, 15-second window, you're doing a million healing. That's yet 60% overhealing. So your Well is almost instantly full every Way of the Crane use. And you can also use it to counter certain boss mechanics very well. Like the last boss of Tol Dagor, Way of the Crane hits three targets, three people get targeted, so you can instantly heal those up just straight through damage.
Are you able to actually get in melee range of the last boss of Tol Dagor, though, without screwing somebody over? I guess it depends on what DPS
Yeah.
you have.
Depends on your comp.
I think you can most of the time. You can just take a few steps back during the explosive shot if you need to. But you generally you can work stuff like that through. It's not a big deal. And if you're not running a lot of melee, then you can just take a melee slot right next to the boss. I know the meta is bring a lot of melee to Mythic Plus, but groups tend to be pretty varied when you're below the top.
Oh yeah, I'm well familiar. I have run plenty of I think the worst comp I've ever run in Mythic Plus is double Aflok plus a Shadow Priest. That was an adventure. Or sorry, Demolok. The ones that don't want to use their interrupt pet.
God, I hope you weren't doing an interrupt heavy dungeon.
It was a
which I
shrine.
realize is most of them in BFA.
Almost all of them.
It was the Shrine of the Storms. It was they ended up switching to their interrupt pets for specific packs, but it was an adventure. Back on the topic of essences though, one thing I'm curious about with Crucible of Flame is, I guess, like, I'm coming at this from a brewmaster perspective. When we take Crucible of Flame, we are 100% taking it for the damage. The fact that you can use it to heal things is actually kind of a downside because you've accidentally cast it against a boss that's immune. It'll heal you instead if you have auto self-cast on. If you cast it against a NPC that starts out as friendly and then becomes hostile, if you cast it too early, then it heals them while they're friendly and you waste the charge. Are you
Yeah,
ever
you.
using Crucible as like a bad Vivify?
Never.
Never.
Don't do it.
Ever?
The
It's
only
so bad.
time you could potentially do it is if you're on a long, long boss fight and you've been out of mana for the last 3 hours and you just have to heal a tank or something. You have
I'd
to heal
still use it
someone.
on damage. Just kill the damn
And
boss sooner and
yeah,
then you're done.
but that's like the only potential of ever wanting to use that and as a heal versus damage. And then, as Volk said, just kill the boss with it.
I find that so fascinating, and I know this is going to come up again when we do the Brewmaster episode. Just the fact that we have this essence that does the same, it is exactly the same number for the heal as it is for the damage. For damage, it's insane. It's like nuts. For healing, it's so bad you never ever want to use it. It's just mind-boggling to me.
I guess it's just the number of tools we have to heal someone. Like, we can easily pump 80k heals per second if we need to, but we
You can
can't
get
pump
higher
more than
than that
20k DPM.
easily. Like if you have Essence Fawn Hot, Enveloping Mist, and you're just spamming Vivifies into someone that has a Renewing Mist on them, you're getting some crazy amount of healing every GCD.
Yeah,
Plus whatever
the
the Hots
point
are
is we don't
doing.
have a lot of damage tools, and so
Yeah.
when you've got something that does the same amount of damage and the same amount of healing, but you can heal so much more than you damage, then the damage is a lot more valuable than the healing would be. I guess the greater point there, though, is that it costs you a GCD, right?
Yeah.
And
Oh,
so if I could
yeah,
do
that's
more
right.
healing in my GCD without casting Crucible while also saving the cooldown, then there's no reason why I would ever not want to just cast a Vivify in that window instead.
Hashtag revert the GCD.
Yeah.
I mean, take Manatee
I don't
off
think
the
it's too bad
GCD,
on
please.
essences. Yeah, I think it's a lot worse on stuff like Innovate and Manatee than it is on essences. As much as I hate Lucid Dreams being on the GCD, particularly because it does nothing in the moment.
Yeah.
Every
But
I know I'm interjecting Brewmaster things in here, but every defensive cooldown that you get from essences is on the GCD, except for the one that only lasts for 2 seconds.
yeah, I don't like that. That doesn't work.
yeah.
Anyway, there's a few more essences that you guys got that I want to just briefly go over before we wrap things up. So, Ever Rising Tide has gotten mentioned a couple times. That sounds like it's one that y'all are just running as a miner, and you're running it
Yeah.
because like it's mana regen that also gives you an int buff for part of the fight, is that right?
Yeah. So like the first half of the fight, typically you'll get the int buff, and in the second half of the fight you'll get the mana buff. In certain fights where you do all your mana in the first phase and you reset for phase two, you know, it's going to be a split again during those phases. But it's going to provide more mana than Lucid too, so
It just it's a,
it's
it
just
it's
overall
tuned
better.
really high. You get a lot of int from it, and you get a lot of mana from it, so it's really good as a miner. As a mage, it's just really hard to use as a Mistweaver, and it's up against competition in the same niche from Way of the Crane in terms of burst healing. It's tough to stack it a lot when all of your spells are quite expensive. And aside from refreshing Jade Wind. We don't have a lot of burst healing to pop into the ERT burst window. So I think it's pretty much minor only.
And the worst thing is
for
Soothing Mist spam won't stack it consistently. So like during PTR, you could just spam Soothing Mist and get 10 stacks and spend no mana during it, during the build-up. But now you can't do that. You have to be spamming like Vivify, Renewing Mist, and things of that nature. And you're going to burn, you know, 10k mana, 20k mana without realizing it.
Ew.
It's a good essence. It's not a perfect fit for Mistweaver, and Mistweaver also has Way of the Crane.
I'm not mistaken, it's pretty good for Resto Druids and Disc Priests.
Yeah.
And like, what, Holy Paladins? But Holy Paladins have visions.
Yeah, Holy Paladin again just has more competition. Holy Paladin also is in a weird spot where if they pop ERT, they almost do too much healing for a lot of healing windows.
Mm-hmm. Especially during
Wait.
The wings.
That's a Holy Paladin problem.
Well, by too much healing, do you mean just like they end up doing a lot of overhealing?
Yeah, they just do a lot of overhealing. Like, at least in the game at the moment, there aren't many fights where you can really make use of like a 200k HPS 16 second window. And so they opt for Vision of Perfection, which gives them more sustained throughput as opposed to the Mega Burst, which they could use if the fight pattern suited it, but they just don't. It's a real Holy Paladin problem. They do too much healing, and so there's no point taking an essence that increases their burst even more.
I'm familiar with that problem.
Yeah.
So, the other essence that you all mentioned is the Well of Existence. I don't know much about that one except for that I keep trying to kill it on explosive weeks.
It's a good essence. It's good to see too, just floating around behind, you know, the group of healers and insert your city of choice in WoW.
Yeah, it's good. You wouldn't use it as a major usually outside of very niche fights, which we don't have this tier. As a minor, it's going to do about 3.5% healing for you. It's quite good in terms of it's doing good healing. It's doing priority healing on people that are reasonably low. I don't think you get that much out of it on heroic, though. Just see how much it's doing for you. If you're getting less than 3%, then you can do better from other essence. But on most mythic fights, you'll be at sort of 4.5% from it, which is really good.
And you can check that number on WoW Analyzer?
On details, on logs.
Okay.
WoW Analyzer,
okay.
Of course. WoW Analyzer is even better here because it'll tell you how much your rank 3 gave you as well, which is quite interesting. People often wonder what you get going from rank 2 to rank 3. Well, since on paper it doesn't sound like it's that much, but it's usually 20-30%. So WoW Analyzer, very good for that.
Awesome. Are there any other essences y'all have like particular comments on? I know there's like 3 more that we haven't touched on at all that, based on the notes, I don't think there's much to say. They're just too weak to really
use.
Yeah,
we can comment on them quickly. Ripple in Space, if you can find some way to cheese the Major and that wins the fight for you, then take it. That definitely doesn't exist this tier. You give up a Major slot for it. It doesn't do any healing. It's on a longish cooldown. The Minor isn't very good either. You've got to move a certain number of yards and you get an int buff. That would be fine on paper, except the int buff isn't that much. You've got to move a lot to get a decent uptime on it. And the alternatives are just better. Some fights are just horrible for moving a lot as well. Like, you're screwing your raid by leaving the stack point or doing the strat poorly. It's just not very good.
And then on certain bosses, you literally just get frozen.
Yeah, that too. You've got stuff like Decrees where you've got to stand still. It's only okay in its best case scenario, and you're never going to hit its best case scenario anyway, so why take it? Artifice of Time seems good. You might think I can provide a big DPS buff to the raid by taking this as a minor. It procs a lot, but if you average the contribution over the raid, it's not very high. Most of the time, he lets you do more damage by taking, like, Crucible Miner or something in its spot. It just not really good enough.
The only time you could ever use it, really, is if you're going to take it as a major, and that's because your tank needs one extra cooldown, and the rest of the raid ceiling does not matter.
That doesn't exist this tier.
Exactly. So you're never going to take it.
And I think the last one is Vitality Conduit. I actually put a Watch This Space on Vitality Conduit. It was bugged the entire patch up until a couple of days ago. They've fixed it now. We don't have a lot of good data on it. From a pure throughput perspective, it isn't going to be that good, but it can do some interesting little things. I'd like to see it in action a few times before I condemn it to the Ripple in Space graveyard.
If I'm not mistaken, too, it will show up as healing on other people. So you use it and you see your DPS getting those healing, or the HPS from it, if I'm not mistaken.
That is true, yeah. I will add that WoW Analyzer is working on the problem, and there should be a proper module up for it pretty soon that shows you how much your Vitality Conduit Miner actually...
I'm really curious. I've never actually seen this essence before. What the hell does it do? And also, what was the bug?
So, the essence basically just moves your raid's health around. It takes people that are healthy, steals their health, and gives it to someone who is injured.
Oh, that's the thing that somebody... I had somebody run that in a key with me, and it did like 2 million damage to the boomkin that had the highest eye level.
Yeah, it's like a personal spirit link in a way. Like, you plop it on someone, and they have a spirit link, and they take health, but don't give it.
And generally, that's a win, because it means you can be more efficient with your healing, and also you can make use of stuff like Resounding Protections that might not be used up all the way. It can take from those and heal someone. That's actually related to the bug. The bug was that if it took health from someone with an absorb on them, the absorb would take the damage, as it should, but then the game would go, okay, that person took no damage, and so it would transfer zero health. So it was basically a net negative. It was taking the health, not giving the health back, and they've fixed that now.
Okay.
So it's a very interesting one, at least. I actually really like it from a theme sort of perspective. I don't know if it's strong or not. We'll see. It is up against some tough competition in the miner slot. Well, CNS, ERT, all very good miners already.
And then the rank 3 can be really weird, because that means you have to use it when they're going to be taking consistent damage. You can't really just plop it down and then be like, oh, it accidentally switched targets, and now I actually need it on this other person.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I know Resto Shamans have kind of been propped up by the power of Spirit Link in the past, so having even a limited Spirit Link attached to an essence sounds potentially pretty powerful now that they've fixed that bug.
Yeah, it's a bit different than... It works similarly to Spirit Link, but some of the strengths of Spirit Link, like the raid pretty much never dying, isn't really true of a miner that is effectively random procs. But I think it's at least interesting and at least worth keeping an eye on.
Fair enough. So, to kind of start wrapping things up, what do you all think the essences have done to the healer meta? Have they had a big impact? Have they changed things? Or is it just kind of the same specs that were already strong are still strong independently of the essences?
The essences, in my opinion, have made certain healing specs, Discrease and Glimmer, ridiculously strong, because they either get more uptime or they can use other essences very efficiently with their windows. Like, if I'm not mistaken, Disc can use ERT super efficiently during their ramp, and it's basically just don't die.
So I slightly disagree. I think that if you had no essence system at all, I think that the dominant healers for this tier are still Holy Paladin and still Disc Priest. because
Is that
the things that makes them strong this tier, which is damage reduction cooldowns and the amount of damage they can provide while still healing, are kind of independent of the essences. Yes, Holy Paladin gains
That's
some
true.
damage from Vision of Perfection, but for the most part, I think they're still your two best healers. And in fact, some of the weaker healers actually gain more, like Way of the Crane, very good, just not enough. And so I think the essences were fine for overall balance. If we move over to Mythic Plus, Resto Druid dominant before, essences arguably still dominant now post essences. Yes, ERT and Mythic Plus is fantastic on Resto Druid, but most of them are taking Crucible of Flame, which offers the same amount of damage for them as it would for anyone else. Maybe Paladin even closed the gap a little bit on Resto Druid and Mythic Plus with essences, but for the most part, I think this was always what was going to happen. And in fact, if essences were a bit more impactful, then maybe we would have seen it move a little bit. But ultimately, damage in DR.
Damage and DR.
It turns out
in this
that
tier.
It turns out that just not taking the damage in the first place is a lot more powerful than healing it.
And also, when you have reduced health, DR becomes much more or much better.
Those
yeah,
two
this
things
isn't
should
even necessarily DR just being good. It's which it is. It absolutely is. But this is a case of DR being particularly good with the fight designs that they've chosen.
It's like, who cares? My revival can do, you know, 50k to everyone when they only have 25k health because it's all reduced.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of pictures of healers pulling out a really good performance, catching up with their Holy Paladin or Dispriest for one or two pulls, and then you'll flick over to damage and see that they're doing 10, 15k. And
well,
then you remember that DR isn't included in the healing meters as well. It's just, it's a very, very poorly balanced here.
Squishy.
And
Squishy
DR
wrote a post on Wowhead about the healer meta right now, kind of breaking down for the non-healers among us why exactly Disc Priest and Holy Paladin pop up so much. And like, you basically summarized what he said. It's the damage reduction, the shields, the damage they deal to bosses. But it's just, he also mentioned the fact that people have less health. That's a very interesting effect for them to have used so much this tier. Or just like this tier 0.5, because it was on Cabal as well.
They just, I don't know, I think this is a tough one for them to reason, because they knew how strong Glimmer was coming in. I don't think that they are surprised at how strong it is, and so I kind of can't believe that they didn't take action a little sooner. They nerfed Glimmer by 15%, which was never going to be enough.
Wasn't that after a buff, too? So it was, like, net buff still?
No, not quite. So very early on the PTR, and this isn't particularly useful information, but very early on the PTR, they buffed all Azerite traits that provided flat healing. It wasn't just Holy Paladin, it was every spec across the board. So
is that connected to the
got better, Uplifted Spirits
the,
got better.
Is that connected to the buff they did just across the board for everything, where just like flat numbers on traits and items just got better?
Yeah, that's right. But then they rolled that back, at least for healers, they rolled that back.
Well, they didn't roll that back
and
for tanks. Half my damage right now comes from procs on my gear. I'm not even joking. It's literally
They did
50%.
Leave it for trinkets. So trinkets, they did buff all of our trinkets by the same amount.
Which is good until, you know, you get Deferred Sentence and Font of Power. And then you're basically good for the game.
Yeah, I think it was a good change. Like, even now, even with really good flat healing trinkets, like Jellyweed and Deferred Sentence, both fantastic trinkets. Even they start to get outscaled again by stat trinkets when you start getting to 60, 70k HPS. And so I think the flat healing trinket buff was 100% necessary. And I think they should have kept it for healer Azerite traits as well. They just should have reverted it and then further nerfed Glimmer. I mean, right now, even the good traits, the Font of Life, the Autumn Leaves or whatever, they're worth sort of 900 to 1k HPS, and then you look at a stat trait and it's worth twice that. And then you look at Glimmer and it's 10 times that.
Yeah. I do log stuff for my guild, and I looked at healer logs for the first time this tier recently, and hot damn, Glimmer does some work.
Yeah, and that's without their, that's without taking ERT, where they could get the 200k burst.
I think they burst 200k without it, don't they?
Probably.
Especially if you look at raw healing. But, I mean, it's tough, isn't it? Because there's a point where you don't want the next 3 months to be just every single healer channel whinging about Disc and Paladin, but you also want Blizzard to know that this wasn't really an acceptable tier, balance-wise.
Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's not like you need those classes to do all the content. It's just, they make it a lot easier.
And it has flow-on effects, where it becomes harder to find a guild as a Mistweaver and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know there's been plenty of jokes about the Mistweaver on my team just being on the bench permanently because he's a Mistweaver, and a bunch of these fights reward you for underhealing, and when you can field two Holy Paladins and a Disc Priest, why are you bringing a Mistweaver?
Yeah, I think that's the other problem that we haven't quite touched on. They designed a whole bunch of fights that are three or even two healed, and I think that really exacerbates any balance problems there are, because if you can only bring two healers, then there's even less room to bring the spec that might not be as powerful, but you like the guy or he's a good player or whatever.
Yeah. Balance is really bad across the board this tier. I think that's going to be another repeated theme across these spec episodes about the essences.
Yeah,
the
Brewmaster
one will be interesting.
Oh boy,
yeah, you're the only strong spec, right?
Yeah, we're in the Holy Paladin position. Brewmasters are basically the Holy Paladin of tanks. Yeah. Coincidentally, for a little bit similar reasons, where we also just do a lot of damage and also can have the DR. Not even as a cooldown, just it's always there. It's funny to see them repeat the same mistakes.
Yeah, it's weird how they gave you the permanent cooldown of Stagger. It's really, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Man, imagine if Mistweavers got Stagger as a cooldown. What if Revival just gave everybody Stagger for 15 seconds?
That would be weird.
Because it's like, when it expires, what happens to the damage? Does this disappear, or do they take it again?
I would imagine it would work like, so the way, the way the Iron Skin Brew works is you stagger more damage while you have it up, but once it expires, nothing really happens to the rest of the damage. You still just keep taking it as a dot. So I would imagine it'd be something like, you hit your stagger button, everybody gets stagger for whatever, 10 seconds. When it ends, they no longer stagger the damage, but they continue taking the dot damage from the damage they did stagger.
That'd be interesting.
Conversation, but
I think you could turn that into an interesting. Maybe don't connect it to Revival. Maybe you just make it another cooldown. The monk like chants for 10 seconds, and while they're chanting.
I was thinking when he said Revival, just get rid of the heal aspect of Revival.
Do that too. But I could definitely see that as an interesting ability, and I'd rather they do something like that that is kind of like a DR than give more healer specs DR. I don't think this imbalance should lead to a world where all healers get the same stuff. I think it's interesting that they've got different stuff, just not when the best healer is the best at literally everything and also has DR on top of it.
You're saying you don't want everybody to have Aura Mastery plus Devotion Aura. You just
exactly
want 100%. The throughput of Holy Paladins and the damage of Holy Paladins to reflect the fact that they have such a powerful cooldown.
Exactly. I want it to be when you're balancing healer specs, I want the fact that they've got one of the strongest DRs to be considered when you're balancing them. When the healer that has the second best damage and the best or second best DR also is ahead in HPS by 20%, it's kind of a problem. But if they weren't a hit by 20%, and if their damage wasn't so good, then I don't think it's a problem that only they have DR. Maybe that'll still make them too good for some fights, but they at least won't be so good for every single fight.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually... Now I remember the original reason I mentioned Squishy's post about healer balance and the healer meta this tier in raids. He had a chart in there that just, like, showed the HPS of different healers on the tier, just overall. And, like, Holy Paladin was on top, and as you mentioned earlier, Volk, Devotion Aura doesn't show up on Warcraft logs.
Hey, exactly. You've got to run it through WoW Analyzer to see just how amazing it is.
And normally you can easily see 6k HPS, like, bare minimum, and a lot of it coming from the passive.
Did you say 60k?
No, just 6. 6. Okay. 6.0. But that's like,
I was like,
easily seen. Like, you're okay. Not trying too hard and that happens.
Oh yeah, can do way more than that. It can easily do. I mean, I've seen as high as 20, but somewhere in the 14 to 18k damage reduced per second is very normal for a fight like Orgazoa, which is admittedly one of the better ones for it, but
yeah. So if you're looking at something like Blackwater, you could see down to 6k. But if you're looking at something like the first boss, Orgazoa,
Blackwater.
Yeah, I mean, healing, the only thing you really have to heal is the tank, and then you just have, you know, hit my AoE button every 30 seconds. You guys stood too close together and took extra damage.
They're just helping your parse, Abe.
I try. I mean, if you actually look, Mistweavers are like bottom of the chart on everything and then rank 2 on Blackwater for some reason.
That's the fight. That's the one.
It's because the only guilds that bring Mistweavers are the ones that stand too close.
It's probably some combination of that, Way of the Crane being, like, you know, decent on the burst, since it's, what, every 30 seconds, and, you know, Way of the Crane's a minute cooldown, so every other one, you get one, essentially. And then everyone runs and goes away from the tanks when they have to go get their second aura on certain platforms, and the Mistweaver can sit there, heal them, when other healers are getting near, double roll, and get the bioluminescence and be good.
I like to think that the fight is so easy that the big boy healers are just, like, DPSing it since they've got the capacity to do that, and the Mistweaver's just cleaning up behind.
The Mistweaver's like, a fight for us?
A fight I can heal?
Thank you, sir. Please hit me again.
Brutal. But not inaccurate.
I mean, it's just, at the moment it's just one tier. They can bounce back with some good balance next tier and all will be forgiven, but they gotta do it.
I think 8.2.5 is going to be the tier of balance, because
I don't think they've nailed it this expansion yet, though, and I'm not convinced they nailed it in Legion either, so I'm not necessarily expecting much. Just closer, please.
Yeah, no, the reason I say this is because in 7.2.5 they changed Mistweaver a good bit. They gave Essence Fauna cooldown, you can cast it while moving, they toyed with some other numbers, so you can have, you know, power while Essence Fauna's down. So, I'm expecting some changes for Mistweaver then.
Not gonna lie, I'm a little bit nervous that in 8.2.5 we're gonna see pretty large Brewmaster changes. Based on what they didn't do to Shamans in 8.1.5. I'm not sure that we'll get them, but
Mistweaver and Brew are going to be reading those patch notes with very different expectations.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into the Brew lounge and be like, guys, look, we got this amazing buff, while I read their, like, nerf, 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 nerf.
Honestly, at this point, we really are in that Holy Paladin situation where we've been strong for a very, very long time, and a lot of people are just, it's not even a question of if we get nerfed anymore, it's a question of when. So there's only a limited amount of trolling you can do.
Let's hope you're as good at avoiding nerfs as the Disc Priest.
Oh yeah, what is it, Firelands, they started dodging?
Ooh, that's a long time ago.
I mean, they've basically done it since. They've been the bee's knees for a long while. Or decently up there.
Before we actually wrap up this podcast for real, did you all see JB's rant on Disc Priests?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, man, I wanted to ask you guys about it.
Give us the TLDR.
Okay, so the short version is he does his best impression while he's casting for the world first race of somebody in one of the, I don't know, the Disc Priest channel of Dream Grove, I guess. I assume that exists.
That is, it does exist. It's called hashtag Resta.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought. And he does his best impression and he's like, I should get to heal while I do damage, and it only counts if I actually do enough damage for it to matter, and on and on and on and on. Just like the fact that, you know, Resto Druids, Mistweavers, you give up GCDs to do damage that you could be healing, so you're sacrificing your throughput in order to have some kind of middling DPS, and then you got Disc Priest over here, they get both at the same time.
You can look at Glimmer too to do that.
Yeah.
And the thing is they don't need like a 4 GCD ramp window every minute and a half. Like, they can throw one Glimmer or one Holy Shock on the boss, and then essentially Holy Shock them once, what, every 30 seconds? And then every other Holy Shock, or every Holy Shock in the rest of the fight, will do damage to the boss too. Because Glimmer also marks targets and lets you cleave onto them with every Holy Shock.
Alright, so I'm curious. Our Holy Paladin got a 99 parse on our two-phase Ashvan kill damage, and I want to see how much damage Glimmer did. It was 14% of his damage. This is a trait that is also 35% of his total healing, for the record.
And and the other 35% of his healing is Holy Shock.
Yeah, total healing, if I go down his spell list, it's 35% Glimmer, 20% Holy Shock, so we're at 55%. Another 20% Beacon, so now we're at 75%. And the rest of it's like Leech and Light of Dawn and Lay on Hands.
Yeah. He hit 3 buttons, essentially, and did that much. And those are how the breakdowns went. Crusader Strike, Holy Shock, and then he put a beacon on someone.
It isn't their fault that they're blatantly overpowered. They should at least be enjoying it while they...
They should purposely take Glimmer off and see how it feels.
See how it feels to be a Mistweaver for once?
Yeah, Brewmaster should just take off Stagger for a while. You know, just do that.
You joke, but there are people for fun right now trying to tank Mythic Orgazoa without Ironskin Brew.
Do you not get... I thought you still got one shot if you didn't have Ironskin Brew.
Not if you use cooldowns.
That is fair. I'm guessing you just take damp and harm and you're basically...
I think you have to use externals as well to make it work, but okay. I'm pretty sure you can do it. I don't know if anybody has successfully done it yet, but yeah. Anyway, do y'all have any last comments you want to leave us with about essences in general, or just specifically for Mistweavers? Anything you want to say?
I'll make this one note. If you are concerned at which essence you should run based on what you have, you can always go over to Questionably Epic Live. There is a essence comparer. You get to select the rank and things of that nature, and it'll run and tell you the value of each one, roughly, of your top 3 setup.
Definitely do that. And just to finish on a slightly more positive note than 30 minutes of Holy Paladin, it is a fun time to be a Mistweaver right now. Like, the rotation is fun. Way of the Crane adds a lot to it. You've got a lot of different choices when it comes to Azerite pieces, especially in Mythic Plus. Don't be too dissuaded by the fact that you aren't as good as a Holy Paladin or a Disc Priest. If you can find a guild that'll give you regular time, it's a fun spec to play right now. Probably the most fun that Mistweaver has been all expansion.
Yeah.
And you get to press more than three buttons, so do you want to be a Holy Paladin anyway?
You get Essence Font, Renewing Mist, Vivify, you can use Soothing Mist. And
hey, but wait, Abe. When you hit Way of the Crane, then not only have you added one more button, then you also get to press Rising Sun Kick, Blackout Kick, and Tiger Palm.
And if there's eight targets plus, you could also can hit Spinning Crane Kick.
Yeah, there's depth to that.
We are already at more target, more buttons than a Holy Paladin, and you haven't even considered the healing buttons, so I think we're okay.
Yeah. And you can also, depending on essences, you can change that the Spinning Crane Kick criteria. Just as a small note, Way of the Crane does reduce the healing by Spinning Crane Kick by 50%.
Oh yeah, it should be known. It should be known.
Disappointing, but I understand why.
It's kind of one of those hidden things that Blizzard put in, and there's no way of knowing it until you Spinning Crane Kick and look through the combat.
Yeah, and the reason for that was because in PvP, they would hit Way of the Crane, hit Spinning Crane Kick, and it was a revival every GCD in Battlegrounds.
I want to do that now, but I understand why they won't let us.
Yeah. And when I say a revival every GCD, I don't mean like it's a revival, it does little healing. I mean like you're basically keeping your raid topped for 15 seconds, no worries. Or your group, I should call it.
Well, in the battleground, it's a raid. Anyway, I think the moral of today's episode is, please, Blizzard, let us keep Way of the Crane.
Make it a talent. Yeah. It would be fun, and then fix the rest of the fist waving talent so that they're not terrible.
Yeah.
There's a really good fun spec there. They need to make a few little number tweaks to get it.
Yeah, you got a lot of tools, and a lot of them are bent and broken. And then you have Way of the Crane, which is like, you just went to the store, you got your new power drill, you ready to build.
I like it. I think that about wraps up today's episode of the PeteCraft podcast, though. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will be back sometime in the next couple of weeks. Not entirely sure what the next episode is going to be. It's probably going to be another episode about essences, but we might have an extra topic thrown in there. In any case, keep an eye out for it, and we will talk to you soon.